John chapter 19, John chapter 19. My message is going to be geared more of a Mother's Day message, and normally on days like today, I try to have a little something special. Father's Day, you dads will get it, amen? But John chapter 19, we're going to read verses 25 through 30 responsively. Let's stand for the reading of the Word of God. I'll read and then you read. And so forth, John chapter 19, 25 through 30. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. And Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved. He saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Our Heavenly Father, we do love you and we do thank you for today, God, and we thank you again for the freedoms that we can come and worship you and listen to your songs, sing your songs, and hear your word preached freely, Lord. And now, Holy Spirit of God, I need you to ask you to help me. I pray you'd fall upon me. Pray, God, that you'd fall upon every heart. I pray, God, that you'd encourage this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I know it's a very familiar passage to most. It's going to be a very practical message this morning, and it'll be directed primarily to you ladies, to you moms, but we all, I believe, we all can get something from this. Of course, in our passage here, Jesus is hanging on the cross, and as he was hanging there, there are people that would come by, and they paid their respects to Jesus. People had influenced, whom he had influenced, had come by, but no one as important as the one that he saw. In verse number 26, the Bible says, When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. It's almost as if here is Jesus, the Son of God, our Savior, the Savior of all the world. He's on that cross, and he's in a lot of pain. He's suffering. He's suffering for our sins and for the sins of the world, and yet he knew he needed to be there. It's almost as if he was saying, Mom, look at me. Mom, look at me. And I think maybe there was a little calmness there to Jesus, if anything, just knowing that Mom was there. The toughest, the most difficult time of his life, though he knew it was coming, and the toughest, most difficult time for Mary's life, his mom, the one that nurtured and raised him, though there had to have been a comfort and a calmness there for Jesus that only a mom can bring, by the way. Her presence must have been comforting to the Lord Jesus. And I wonder if on that cross what Jesus may have been thinking. I don't know, but I kind of wonder if he might have thought back to the wonderful memories of his childhood with Mom. I wonder if maybe he thought that even though he was dying and in much pain, I wonder if having Mama there and seeing Mama there just before he died might have eased the pain just a little bit. I know that whenever I fell, whenever I got hurt, who was the first person I ran to? Mama. Always went to Mama. For whatever reason, my dad was always there. But, you know, whenever I had a little scrape or whenever I needed a little bit of comfort, you know, it's amazing. Moms have this amazing something with their lips. Okay, you know what? You get a little scrape and you say, Mama, Mama, you're crying and so forth. And she kisses that boo-boo, if you will. Man, it's all better, isn't it? And you go to Dad, it's just, you know, they've got their strengths in other areas. Don't misunderstand. But when it comes to pain, Mama seems to always have the right remedy. You know what I mean? But I wonder, here was Jesus hanging on that cross. I can't help but think of maybe the pain that he was going through might have been eased just a little bit. I wonder if he was comforted a little bit by her being there. Could he have thought back to when he fell and scraped a knee, as I alluded to a moment ago, or maybe different little pains that he went through, maybe some emotional pain? You know, he was subject to like passions as we were, though he never sinned. But you know what? He went through some things as a kid. No doubt he was mocked at for being a little different. No doubt Jesus, you know, there was a little bit of difference in Jesus, and people would maybe wonder, why is he so different? There was a difference about Jesus growing up. But I could see him, maybe he thought back to the times that mom always comforted him during tough times. Maybe mom was always there for when he scraped his knee and put the little salve on it, put the Band-Aid on it, if you will. Mama was always there. Like I said, I often got hurt. I went to mama. Mama's kiss always made things better. Jesus maybe thought that of the times that she had fed him and nurtured him. Here he is, in just a little while, he's going to give up the ghost. Here he is, just a little while, he's going to be with his father, Jesus, and he was looking forward to that. But seeing his mama, behold thy son, I can't help but think maybe the pain was eased a little bit. Jesus maybe thought of times that she fed him and nurtured him. Maybe thought of the times that she cared for him as only a mama can do. I wonder if maybe he felt a little better seeing mom there, the pain being eased. Maybe he thought of some of the special memories. I don't know, maybe family vacations, maybe family times, maybe as she's washing the dishes or something like that, and he's out there playing a little ball with his dad, with his earthly dad, Joseph. Maybe he was thinking of the supper table. I love the supper table. I really do. No, not just because of the food, but I do look forward, and I sometimes when I miss it, it bothers me. I enjoy this because it's the one meal of the day that I get to sit with my kids and my family. And you know what? I don't say a whole lot. I just like to hear them chatter. I do. And they'll talk about things at school and this and that and whatever, and maybe a ball game or whatever the case may be. Maybe he had some memories like that of the supper table. The time that the family sat together and maybe there were some memories of that. And then I got thinking about mom, Mary. I wonder what she was thinking while here. Oh, she knew the day would come. See, in Luke chapter 2, when he was left behind at Jerusalem, you remember the feast of the Passover, and mom and Joseph thought that they were with other family and so forth, or had gone on before, but literally they forgot Jesus back in Jerusalem. And they came back, and mom was kind of cross with Jesus when he found him in the temple. You know, what are you doing here, and so forth? And she says, and Jesus says, I was about my father's business. Luke chapter 2, so I can quote it right. I'm going to turn to it a minute, but this is where I believe Jesus found the purpose of his life. Why was he born in such an unusual way? Why were things a little bit different? And he said unto them in verse 49, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? I believe at that time, God the Father revealed to Jesus, as a 12-year-old lad, why he was born, his purpose and so forth, and probably the same time frame, he sat down with mom along the way and said, you know what, this is what's going to happen, mom. And of course, mom knew this at the very beginning, but maybe there was a little bit of reiteration of exactly what is going to happen to your son. And of course, Mary knew this, but I can't help but think of what she was thinking. Seeing her son on that cross must have just wrenched her heart. She had nurtured him. She had diapered him, if you will. She had fed him. She had gone ahead and helped him through maybe some emotional heartache, maybe through some boo-boos and some scrapes and so forth. And now her son is hanging on that cross. I can't help but think her heart was wrenched. She couldn't do anything about it. Knowing that this time, here he is, you know what, this is not just a little boo-boo, this is not just a little scrape, you know what, she just can't go up and take him off the cross. I can imagine when he was taken away, and when she heard of how the soldiers went ahead and accused him, and beat him, and mocked him, saying, crucify him, and crucify him, and put the crown of thorns on his head, and shed every drop of his blood in the hands, and the nails in his hands, and the nails in his feet. I can just imagine that mama, boy, her heart must have been just crying, and her heart just must have been wrenched because she couldn't do anything about it. No doubt, as mamas do, she stood up for her son growing up. She no doubt kissed the boo-boos while the boys, all little boys get. She took care of them when him when he did not feel well. I can imagine maybe the as she was standing there silent at the cross, behold thy son. I can imagine that she was maybe thinking back to that miraculous birth in Bethlehem. The memories were flooding her soul. She remembered the joy that she had in holding that little baby boy, that baby Jesus, the Savior of all the world, for the first time. She maybe thought back to the shepherds and the wise men and the gifts that came. She thought about the fact that there was no room in the inn, that she had birthed her little boy, the Savior of all the world, in a manger, in a barn, if you will. She maybe remembered to the time when the angel Gabriel came and gave her the message that she's going to conceive a son who is going to be the Savior of all the world. How shocked she must have been that she, a virgin, was going to go ahead and conceive a baby boy. But she probably thought at this moment, she was probably thinking of all the memories. I kind of wonder if she might have been. When she may have looked out, and she, as her boy was growing up and she nurtured him, she would look out her kitchen window, if you will, and maybe see her working with Joseph and learning how to be a carpenter and building things. No doubt as Jesus' mind had been flooded with many, many wonderful memories. Yes, and through all the pain, I think maybe though his pain might have been a little eased because mom was there. But no doubt that as Jesus' mind was flooded with wonderful memories, he looked down in pain and agony and he saw his mom. He saw his mom. How hard it must have been for him to have seen his mama there hurting for him. How hard it must have been. Here was Jesus hanging on that cross, and behold thy son. And I'm sure that maybe there were tears from mama's eyes, and he couldn't go ahead and reach out as a son would when she's hurting and put his arm around her, say, mom, is everything's going to be okay? She was looking up quietly at her son, and thinking and remembering of the joys of being his mother. You know, let me just stop and say this. You have children in your home. You know, now's the time to make memories, precious memories. You know, you don't have to look back. And sure, there's tough times. Sin comes into this world and there's arguments and there can be relationship problems. But you know what? Let me just say this. You know, let me ask you a question. If there's a little bit of disruption between you and mom, or you and a parent, you and a loved one, period, is that disruption so important to you? Is that little bitterness, is that little argument that you had, whatever, is it so important that you would go ahead and squash all the memories that you could make with her? Is it really all that big? Is it really all that important? All the family reunions that you could have from this day forth, all the Christmases and all the holidays and all the special times that you could go ahead and have with your mama or that loved one, but you won't show up because of something that happened in the past. And a lot of times, it's something very little. It's something very little. Is it really worth it? You know, now's the time. You know, you have children in your home. Now's the time to go ahead and make precious memories with them. Spend time with your kids. Spend time, ball games or vacations, and take pictures, if you will, and school events. Be there for them. Yesterday, all the ladies of my house was gone. They were shopping, doing what most ladies do best. And I got done work a little bit, and I realized I hadn't eaten lunch, and my son was here, and I heard him bouncing the ball out there, so I thought, hey, let's go get a bite to eat. Went down, got a pizza, and we talked a little bit. You know, that's a memory. That's a memory. You know, and I thank God that we had the communication. There was no breakdown there. It's not like, you know, he sat there and I sat there. Like some do today, you know, it's just very quiet. You know what? We talked about life. Of course, he's a sports fan, and I'm a sports fan. We had a long discussion about the Celtics, and it went very long, but we just talked about stuff, a memory being made. No doubt at the foot of that cross, you know, let me just say this. Don't wait until tragedy strikes and look back and say, I wish I'd done more for my kids. I wish I'd made memories that could last forever. You be a mom that says, I'm glad that I did do the things while I have my children now. You be glad that you've made some memories today. Don't let things, it's amazing some of the things that through the counseling through the years, what little petty things will, like I said, disrupt a relationship. It amazes me. Don't let it happen. Your children won't live at home forever. They grow up quick, don't they? You know, those of you who's got grown children, they've married and they're off and so forth, you wonder, where did the time go? You know, it seems like yesterday I was holding on to my little 17-year-old daughter. She was a baby, it seemed like yesterday. Where did the time go? And then she goes ahead and says, Daddy, you know what? Next year I go off to college. Oh, where did it go? You know, it was a mother's love. What exactly drew her to that son, her son's cross? It was a mother's love, which leads me to my title this morning, A Mother's Love. And I'm going to give you a few thoughts. I'm watching the time this morning. That was my introduction. I'm going to give you a few thoughts. And I realize we started late, but I promise we won't be out late this morning. Number one, a mother's love will have her standing by your side, not only in the best of times, but also in the worst. A mother's love, I mean, a devoted mother who loves, who truly loves her children, will have her standing by your side, not only in the best of times, but also in the worst of times. See, the Bible says in John 19:25, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, and Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. Mary, as we mentioned, saw the best of times. We went through some memories, if you will, no doubt that might have flooded her mind. The birth of her son, the joy that brought, the raising of her boy to a full-grown man. She understood that the Son of God, he was the Son of God, and that he was very special, but she had the joy of mothering the Son of God and nurturing him and caring for him. Then we see here the worst of times, right here at the cross. This had to have been the worst of times, the worst day of Mary's life, seeing her son hanging on that cross. She couldn't do anything about it. He was innocent, and this time she couldn't help him. Peter, who was one of the closest disciples, was nowhere to be found. The people that Jesus reached out and healed throughout his ministry were nowhere to be found. The multitude that he fed with few loaves were nowhere to be found. But guess who was there? Mama. Mama was there. At the worst time of Jesus' life, and no doubt even the worst time of her life, this tells me that you can always count on mom. You should be able to always count on mom to be by your side when it's not just the best of times, but at the worst of times. Number two, we're moving right along. Mom does not have to say anything to make the situation better. Just her presence is more than enough. You know, when I was a boy, especially early when I got my license, and if my mom was here, she'd testify, I was a perfect angel. And I don't think she'll go on the internet and listen to this sermon later on. I hope not. But I remember, early on, 16 years old, I had got my license. In Maine, we could do that. I'm not sure what it is here. I got a few speeding tickets. You know, I'm confessing, it's good for the soul, it's just bad for the reputation. I got a few speeding tickets, and some of you are looking at me and say, oh, yeah, I did. And it got me to a point where I got in a little trouble. And this time, I had to go to court. Now, I was probably 17 now. I'd never been to court in all my life. I'd never been to court, but I had to go and, you know, whatever, because I had a few tickets. And I went. I remember I was scared. I mean, I was really, really scared. I didn't know. You know, all I could think was, he's going to say I'm guilty, I'm going off to jail, whatever. That's all I thought about, the truth of the matter is. And my dad, no, it's procedure, you got to go in, say, you know, whatever. But you know what? I didn't ask for my dad to go. But I asked for my mom. I asked for my mom. I said, Mom, would you go with me? You know what? She couldn't really help me out of the bind because I had to pay my own fines, everything, and my dad and mom, if you get yourself in this mess, you get yourself out of it. But you know what? But she went with me. And I remember that day, first time I'd ever been to court. I remember that day. I went ahead and I had her there, and just knowing that she was there in the presence made me feel better. You know, I can't help it, Jesus thought the same thing. You know, mom doesn't always have to say anything. She couldn't say anything in court. It wasn't for her to say anything. It was for me to answer, go up there at the little table there, and how do you plead and all this and so forth. But knowing mama was there made things feel better. Just her presence was more than enough. When Jesus saw, therefore, Sarah's mother and the disciples beholding, standing by whom he loved, he saith to his mother, behold thy son. At the crucifixion, the Bible does not say anything about Mary speaking to her son as he hung on the cross, but Mary's silent, but her presence is very big. How many times I look back in my childhood, you could look back in your childhood, many different situations, you probably got situations similar to mine, where when mama was there, you felt like, you know what, everything's going to be okay. There's just a certain comfort that mama brings. You know, another situation, it seems like whenever I got into a little emotional pain or got criticized or different things through the years, you know what? I always called mom. You know, I always called mom. Because I knew that she would say something that would be soothing for the moment to help me get me through. Hey, you know what? Her presence is very big. Mama's presence at some sport. I'm talking about for your children, if they play sports. You know what? Your mama's, you being there, mama, says a whole lot to that child. It might be a recital. It might be a school play. It might be a basketball game. It might be a volleyball game. But you being there speaks volumes. Your presence speaks volumes. Mama's normally the best cheerleader in the world. Amen. My wife's looking at me. She's probably saying, don't. But, you know, whenever we had, and pray for me here. But in the school that my kids were in for several years, in the previous ministry I worked in, they had a Christian school, and they had a sports team, and all of my kids played sports, as far as Courtney, Brittany, and Cody, they played sports. And my wife, of course, always being there, the cheerleader. And you knew, again, pray for me, church, but you knew she was there. You know why? Because she cheered on her kids. It didn't matter how bad they may have been playing. They may have gone ahead and made a mistake out on the court, but, hey, that's my boy! It didn't matter if, I missed that volley. That's my girl! Everybody, again, pray for me. But it's in my notes. And whatever I put it on the notes, I think the Lord is leading me to say, amen? But the truth, and she knows it, that her presence is big. I remember, you know, you go, and yes, Dad being there and everything is big as well, but this is for Mom. I remember, especially when my son was a little smaller and getting his coordination on the basketball court, but there was something about the fact that when he had that minute or two to play, you know what, I always noticed this, my wife will notice, when he stepped out onto that court in play, he went ahead and first of all looked over to the bleachers. He wasn't looking at me. He was looking at Mom. Why? Because her presence was big. Hey, listen. Mary, the Bible doesn't record whether she said anything while Jesus was hanging on the cross. But boy, her presence was very big to Jesus. Remember back when you'd wake up in the middle of the night, sick, throwing up, all that stuff that goes along with it. I don't need to go any further. You know, you'd go ahead and hear, Mom! And we dads, we'd be sleeping and say, whew, yes. You know, because we get to sleep. But you know why? Because Mom's presence is big. Mom had that way of nurturing and going to that child who would be sick during the middle of the night. If there was a nightmare, if there was a thunderstorm, they'd cuddle up with Mom normally before they would Dad, generally speaking. Now, don't misunderstand me. Dad has their place. We'll talk about that later. Dad has their strengths. Don't misunderstand me. You know, there's nothing like a mama and a daddy and children all in the same home. That's precious, and that's biblical, and that's right. But the truth of the matter is, you know what, Mama, let me say, Mama's presence is big. Your child would be sick. They'd cry out for Mom. Remember the times when you fell, you scraped your knee, Mama would go ahead and kiss and make it feel better. Perhaps a struggle with a school subject. I remember when I had trouble with school in certain subjects and so forth. Many hours. I'm talking about from after school right up until about 10 or 11, my mom would say, "You're going to get this thing. You're going to understand this subject." I can't help, and it's a memory of mine, but you probably could share the same memory, how often I would go ahead and remember my mom spending many hours with me because I had trouble with English, my worst subject. And but she says, "You're going to get this thing, you're going to get this thing, you're going to get this thing," and she would work countless hours with me. I think of Jesus, he looked down, he saw Mama, he realized that everything's going to be okay. Her presence was very big. Mary standing at the cross reminds me that although she may have been the earthly mother of Jesus, she still needed forgiveness like the rest of us. You know, it's sad to say that in our world today, there are two kinds of people. Maybe even in this room, I don't know. I don't know your heart. There are people who deeply love Mom today. Maybe your mom is gone, passed on, but you know what you're thinking right now? Your mind is flooded with memories of Mom from the past. You're thinking of the holidays. You're thinking of the wonderful memories, vacations, whatever. Many, many different things with Mom. But this is sad, but there's some who feel very little for their mom this morning because of something. Some little spat. Maybe it was a fairly big spat, but again, is it really worth it? I've met people who said, "I feel nothing for their mother." I can't believe that. I can't understand that, I should say. How sad that is. We must remember, you know, let me say this. If that's the way it is with you today, and I don't know, God knows your heart, you got to understand, we're not perfect. Your mom is not perfect. You're not perfect. And you know what? Your mama put up with a lot raising you. In one little spat, one little crossword, maybe it was something big or whatever. I don't know what it is, but one little thing went ahead and set something off, and you haven't spoken with Mama in months or years or whatever. Is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? You know, my Bible says in Ephesians 4:32, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You know what? God went ahead and he forgave you of so many things that could cause literal division between one human to another human. But God, through his divine grace, said, "Hey, I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you of that wickedness. I'll forgive you of that sin. I'll forgive you of all your sins. But Jesus will pay that whole price." After all, that's why he's on this cross right here. Gave up the ghost and died for your sin. All that one little argument. One, maybe even fairly big argument in some cases, go ahead and destroy a precious relationship from here to the grave. Is it really worth it? I met people who say they feel nothing for their mom. Mary standing by the cross reminds me that although she is Mom, she's still human. She's made mistakes. She has a sinful nature just like the rest of us, and it caused some difficulty in life, but because of sin and the result of sin, she still needs forgiveness. If Mary, the mother of Jesus, needed a Savior, so does my mother and your mother, and my mother and your mother needs forgiveness this morning. You know what? I wonder if there is some relationship between a child and a mama that needs to be patched up this morning. I wonder if there's something that's crossed your path through the months, through the years, whatever. You haven't spoken to Mom in a long time. Boy, I encourage you. You know what? You ought to forgive her. It's biblical, by the way. You ought to pick up that phone later on and say, "Mama, I'm sorry." You know what? And maybe there'll be tears over that phone, and you'll be blubbering over the phone or whatever and so forth. That's fine. But you ought to make it right. And I remember, when I was in college, I worked part-time for a little while for my landlord, who is a Christian, and he was also a funeral home director. He would, of course, embalm people. Everything was done there, and we lived right behind the funeral home and so forth. We rented his house and so forth. And as part of a help to us, he had me drive the hearse and help park people for funerals and different things, and also helped me seat people during the funeral and so forth. I remember a lady, it was a funeral at the funeral home there, a lady about 25 years old. At the end of her mom's funeral, open casket. Here she was right there, literally just crying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." I'd never seen anything like it. Young man, I was 20, about 25, 26 years old myself. But she just kept on sobbing, crying. Some family, you know, was kind of holding her, but she was like, "Mom, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And I couldn't understand it, and I went to John later on. To John, I'd never seen the funeral home director. I said, "I'd never seen anything like that before." And I said, "Well, you know, do you know what happened?" And word came around to him, told me later on. He says, about 5 years earlier, hey, this is what was told me. This young lady who was crying to her mom, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry," bought a brand new car. And her car was parked in the driveway of her home, and Mama backed into it and caused a dent. And the story came to me from that day forward. She'd never speak to her mom again. It's a little thing. But you know what? You know, listen. Your mama needs forgiveness too. She's human. By the way, you are too. I mean, are we willing to go ahead and push away so many wonderful memories? I'm talking about from this day forward. Over, you know what it is. I don't know. Maybe there's something, some little wall that's between you and Mama today. Why don't you decide, I'm going to tear that wall down. I want memories with my mom. So that you don't have to go to the, and I've heard of other stories of kids and family members crying, "I'm sorry." I've heard other stories like it. I wish, I had heard stories like this. "I never had a chance to tell her for a period of years, I love you, Mama. I wish I could have gone ahead and talked to her one more time." I heard of all these regretful statements. They don't wait until the casket of burial to say, "I'm sorry." If there's a problem between you and Mom today, boy, I urge you, why don't you get it right? Make amends. You still have time. If she's around, if she's alive, if she's in some distant state, or if she's around the corner, boy, I urge you, you ought to get to her today. Talk to her. Mom makes forgiveness, but she needs Mom makes mistakes, but she needs your forgiveness along the way. Maybe she wasn't always there for you, but you forgive her anyways. Maybe there was some harsh words that came along through the years or whatever, and you felt like you were mistreated. You forgive her anyways. Maybe you needed encouragement when you needed it from her, and she didn't give it to you. You go ahead and you forgive her anyways. Maybe she didn't do things always right. By the way, you didn't either. You forgive her anyways. After all, she's human just like you, and she needs forgiveness. Is the very thing that you're withholding, that you're holding in your mind this morning. And this isn't for all today. I know many of you, you're looking forward to spending the afternoon with Ma. You got special events, you got things going on. That's great and wonderful. But I wonder if there's somebody. Mom is still around somewhere on God's green earth somewhere. But you've not talked to her because of. Boy, wouldn't today be a nice day to go ahead and say, "You know what, Lord, I'm going to make it right. I'm going to be the Christian in this situation, and I'm going to forgive Mama, no matter what it is." Mother's the nurturer. She's the nurse. She's the doctor. She's the encourager. I'm thinking of all these words and how she's done this to me. She's the listener. She's the counselor. She's the chef. And boy, what a chef she is. Amen. Woo. You know, my wife took care of a lot of this, but my mom started out. Amen. All right. Talk about what's... All right. Amen. We can laugh. Boy, I'm thinking of apple pie. Could she make a mean apple pie? Whoa. Tell you what. She's the bus driver. You go back as a kid. You know, you had soccer practice, you had ball practice, you had this, you had school plays, you had school functions, you had friends, you had this, you had birthday parties. Who, you know what? Who drove you around most of the time? Mama. Out of patience. I mean, you know what? And it's not like mom didn't have anything else to do. She has children, and no doubt she has to constantly come behind her children in the house and pick up after them, coats here, shoes there. It's not like she didn't have anything to do. But when you had your special events, when you had your birthday parties, when you had your graduation, you had different things, she wanted to make everything as special for her kids as possible. She's a bus driver. She'd drive you around all over. She's the one whom children tend to run to the most, as we talked about. It's natural for that to happen. But there's a special bond between mama and child. And again, is there something that's kind of severed that bond? Again, if you've got mama around today, boy, you ought to call her. And if you can get to her later on, boy, you ought to go to her and just give her a big hug, irregardless of the circumstances, and say, mama, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want, no, that's fine. No, I'm sorry. No more said about, nope. I'm sorry, mom. And you give her a big hug. You say, from this day forward, we're going to have our Christmases. We're going to have our holidays. We're going to have our family reunions. We're going to have our summer barbecues. We're going to have, I'm not going to withhold my kids from you anymore. You're going to be grandma. I'm going to go ahead and allow you. I'm going to allow you what you should, I'm going to give you what you should be able to be, grandma. Hey, if there's something that needs to be fixed this morning, why don't you do it today? Call mom today and tell her you love her. Wish her a happy Mother's Day. This morning I sat back a little bit, walked around, came into my office, sat back for a few minutes and reflected on mom. On my mom. Special times. My mom liked horses. She loved horses. And she still has horses today. And I remember the times we'd go horseback riding together. Remember the times that all of us be sweating and working in the hay field. And boy, it was a nice sight when mom came into the pickup truck and we knew about 12, 1 o'clock what she was bringing, come bouncing across the field. Lunch! You know, I'm talking about little memories, precious memories. I'm talking about camping. You know, most people wouldn't do this, but I'm a hick. I'm from Maine. But it's okay. It's all right. It is what it is, and you get what you pay for. Amen? But oftentimes this summer, the whole family, we'd have we'd go out and lay this big blanket on the front lawn. And of course, we all had our sleeping bags, and we sleep literally under the stars. Memories. I mean, and you'd wake up wet, not because of you, because of the dew. I mean, literally. It's okay. You would. It's true. I mean, you know, you never felt so damp in your life until you had the morning dew all over you in the morning. You know, you just had that. But, you know, I remember being able to watch, and we'd lay there and see the shooting stars and a beautiful clear night just laying on our backs, sleeping outside. We slept outside all night long. Memories. Boy, you know what? Treat your mom right today. Dad, treat her right on her day. Husband, treat her right on her day. She should be queen every day, by the way, Dad. Husband, boy, she should be the queen, the love of your life each and every day. Make today special. Children, love your mama. You're not going to have her forever. You're younger, obviously. You're younger than she is, and you're going to have years after she's gone. And right now is very, very crucial to make some precious memories with mom. Mom, it's your day, and I, as your pastor, I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. Boy, I hope you have a wonderful day today. I hope that whatever you got planned, and maybe it's just you're going to be quiet at home and be with your husband, whatever, or kids, whatever. I hope it's a special day for you. You know, don't harbor any bitterness towards mom today. If you can make amends, you ought to do it. If there's something that needs to be right, maybe you got to come in just a few minutes to the altar and you know there's something not right between you and mom. Maybe you and God, maybe you and some other loved one, whatever. Boy, you ought to get it right today. You know, maybe you're here today and I haven't talked a whole lot about it. You don't know Jesus as Savior. Our text shows Jesus hanging on the cross. Yeah, I think his body might have been a little more comforted. I think he was a little more comforted emotionally when he looked down and saw Mama. But you know what? You know why he was hanging on that cross? For you. He saw you. I believe this all my heart. He not only saw Mama and the other ladies there, but you know, as he was hanging on that cross, he saw you. After all, why did he go to the cross? For our sins. You may be here today and you don't know Jesus as Savior. You don't know if you were to die today, you don't know for sure, 100% for sure, you'd go to heaven. Why not make today the day? Why not, you know, you got to understand a few things. Realize you're a sinner. We've all sinned, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says there's a price of our sin. The Bible says, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. That word death is talking about a place called hell. The Bible says that as it is, a place of fire and brimstone. But you know what? We don't have to go there because of what Jesus is doing on the cross right here. We don't have to go there. All we have to do is open our hearts. Say, Lord, I ask you to come into my heart and forgive me and save me from all my sin. Take me to heaven one day when I die so I can be with you forever in heaven. Because he says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. All you have to do is open your heart. With your mouth, say, Lord, come into my heart and save me. Forgive me of my sin. Take me to heaven when I die. And he says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I didn't spend a whole lot of time on that portion this morning. But if you're here this morning, you got that emptiness in your heart. You don't know for sure. If you were to die and you were to breathe your last breath today, God forbid that happens. But why not make today, you know what, I'm going to get saved. I'm going to have that no-soul Christianity. I'm going to know today before I leave Faith Baptist Church that I'm going to have my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that if I breathe my last breath, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and leave this body, but I'm going to be forever with the Lord. If that's you this morning, boy, I would plead with you this morning at invitation. Why don't you come and get saved this morning? Today's the day of salvation. If you feel that heart, that tug in your heart right now, that's the Holy Spirit. That's not this preacher. That's not even somebody sitting around you. That's the Holy Spirit. You feel something in your heart right now, this morning. Maybe it's about forgiveness with Mama. Maybe there's some other issue. Maybe it's salvation. Whatever it is. Why don't you say, you know what, today, preacher, I'm going to make a decision to get things right with Mama. But I'm going to make a decision to get saved and know for sure I'm on my way to heaven. The way you can know it. You don't have to sit here this morning and say, well, preacher, I think I'm going to heaven. No, you can know it. Just quote another scripture. The Bible says in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life. You know, my friend, this morning, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You can have that no-soul Christianity. You can know it this morning before you leave the doors of Faith Baptist Church. You can know that you have eternal life. Just put your faith in Jesus Christ. Not in a church, not in a communion table, not in a preacher, not in a pope, not in any religion, but in Jesus Christ. And you can have the joy of eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. If you're like that this morning, boy, I urge you, why don't you get saved this morning? Christian, if there's some other issue, maybe between you and Mom, why don't you decide today at the altar, God, I'm going to get some things right. I'm going to nurture that relationship with Mama again. I'm going to have that sweet relationship with Mama again. Whatever it is, won't you go ahead and do business, our Heavenly Father? Sure do love you. A little bit different message. Wanted to kind of speak to moms and the ladies this morning. But Really, it's for all of us. There might be some issue in our heart between mom this morning. I pray, dear Lord, that we'd get it right. I think one of the most precious relationships of many is that relationship between child and mom. I pray that if there's some wall between them both this morning, that wall would be torn down. Maybe there's someone here today, Lord, that they don't know Jesus as Savior. But I pray, dear Lord, today would be the day. After all, why is he hanging on this cross for us? That's why. I pray, dear Lord, today would be the day of salvation for somebody if they don't know Jesus this morning. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Let me talk to you Christians for a minute. Maybe here today, you heard the message, and God spoke to your heart. Maybe there's some issue, something that needs to be done between you and mom. I don't know. I will not embarrass you. I will not call you by name. But you say, you know, preacher, this morning God spoke to my heart. I'm going to get some things right. That's me. Would you please pray for me? I won't call you by name, but here's my hand. Would you please pray for me? Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay, maybe put your hands down. Maybe here today, unsaved one, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Maybe you're sitting here. You got that emptiness in your heart. You don't know Jesus as Savior, but you say, preacher, I want to know that I have eternal life in heaven. I want to trust in Jesus this morning. I will not call you by name. Again, I won't embarrass you, but that's me. Would you please pray for me? I don't know Jesus as Savior, but this morning I'd like to know. Here's my hand. Would you please pray for me? Our Heavenly Father, we do love you. We do thank you for today. We thank you for Mother's Day. We thank you for the memories that we all can share with Mom. I pray, dear God, that it'll be a special day for every mom today. I pray, dear God, that if there's some wall that needs to be torn down between mom and child, it'd be done at this altar today, and that before the end of the day, it'll be made right. I pray, dear Lord, whatever your Spirit is doing this morning, that you will have your perfect work. In Jesus' name. Our heads about our eyes. Father, we love you, and we do thank you for today, God. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you again for Mom. Lord, thank you for the memories that we share with Mom, and maybe in some cases, Mom is not around anymore. She's in heaven with you, and she's gone on before. But I pray, God, that today we would sit back and reflect upon Mom. I pray, God, that children would go ahead and put their arms around Mom and love on them today and take good care of Mom. And I pray husbands would do the same today and just make it her day, treat her like a queen. I pray, dear Lord, that you'd give safety as we travel out of here. I know it'll be a busy afternoon. Give us safety as we come back for church tonight, Lord. I pray you'd have your will and way. In Jesus' name, amen.